we're all in that. Good morning, everyone. It is 8:01 on Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. I call this special meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission to order. I'm Randy Christman, chair of the commission, joined by Commissioner Sherry Haugen-Huffert and decision maker Judge Timothy Dawson. Commissioner Haugen-Huffert, did you have any opening comments?
No, I do not.
And Mr. Dawson?
And for me.
Okay, I do just want to say thank you, both of you, Zach, our staff here. This is really quick turnaround time, and I know schedules are busy. Sorry about that, but we've got the hearing scheduled for only 2.5 weeks away. I know all the behind-the-scenes work that needs to be done. There needs to be clarity on whether we're going to proceed with those or not, and the rest of the week schedules get even messier. And so it was either do this morning, basically, or put it off till next week. And in the meantime, so much time is lost preparing for that if it's going to happen. And so thus the quick timing of this. So just to kind of summarize a little bit, there was a request to delay the meetings that are scheduled for April 22nd through 26th on the summit hearing. And there's been kind of a flurry of legal filings back and forth explaining everyone's positions. Because this was put together so quickly yesterday when I think we kind of sensed that we had all the filings that were necessary in order to make a decision. I worked with staff on putting together a motion, but I don't know that you two really had a chance to review it much before while there was still time to talk to staff yesterday. And so usually we come into these things, you know, you haven't made any decisions or discussed them, but you kind of get a feel because no one said anything to staff, it seems. And so I don't know if I'm like a lone wolf on my opinion on this or whether we all agree or what, but I proposed to order. I believe it was sent out yesterday afternoon. And so hopefully you've been able to contemplate it during the evening and overnight. And I'll make a motion and hopefully it gets at least a second so we can discuss it. And if I'm going in the wrong direction, we'll get that sense during the discussion. So I'll just go through this motion. And if there's a second, we can discuss it and figure out what direction we want to go on this request from some interveners. So I move the commission issue an order to deny the motion for continuance and permit move-ins to request a technical hearing to present their issues consistent with the discussion during this April 3rd, 2024 special meeting in SCS Carbon Transport LLC, Midwest Carbon Express CO2 Pipeline Project Siting Application, case number PU-22-391.
I'll second the motion.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
Yeah. So I will say, you know, first I want to point out, I hope you got the newest version this morning. The draft that was sent out yesterday on that first line had an "and" instead of an "and." That was just a typo. And I can't remember, there was a little change. The word "special meeting" wasn't used after after the April 3rd, 2024 date. So special meeting, that's a slight change. Just want to be clear about that. And so my intention here is some of the interveners, you know, make a point, and we certainly want all the information possible. That's why we hold all these hearings. And we want things to be possible and feasible for everyone to present their information. But we also can't draw things out forever. You can't just kill a project by always being unavailable, regardless of the project. And we have timelines, and our normal timeline for a siting, we have exceeded that by long, long ways, although we've actually issued a final order, done a reconsideration, so I don't really know where a timeline begins and ends with this, but I've never in almost 12 years here believed in dragging things out unnecessarily. Projects I like, projects I don't like, we move to get things done as quickly as is reasonably possible, but with all the information possible. Hopefully the interveners that have conflicts, I know in especially the legal process as well as in other things in life, some things resolve themselves. So I hope they'll be able to make it to the full hearings. I think what this would do would be to offer up an alternative in the event that they can't. And so the bottom line here is for these move-ins, not just for anybody else who decides they want to do something else on the week of April 22nd through 26th, if we pass this, that will still be the main hearing when people should be there. But for these move-ins, if they are not in attendance, and if they then file a request, this would allow us to do a technical hearing, and I think that would, you know, could potentially be a virtual hearing. In fact, I would think that would be likely based on scheduling. I would definitely want it done by, you know, in advance of the May 24th and June 4th hearings, because that was the point, to get the general evidence all on the record and leave those hearings for people in those areas primarily. And I know scheduling was tight. That's why that second hearing isn't until May 24th. So all of us are going to have to probably revisit our schedules and try and find or create some openings. But so that would be the point, that if these move-ins are not in attendance and if they request that there be that possibility of a technical hearing. And like I say, I think that would likely be virtual. So, thoughts?
I think we have on the floor, I mean, Chair Crispin, you went through it. We have a motion in a second, so.
Okay.
I don't know what, yeah, I have nothing more to add.
Okay, and I just.
Mr. Pelham?
Mr. Pelham, did you have, I thought I looked at the screen just as your hand was going down.
Thank you, Commissioner. I just want to point out the term technical hearing may be a bit confusing to the Council for Interveners. I believe, and I think that term should be further defined so there's not a question of it later if this motion passes. I understand the technical hearing to include the ability for an intervener whose counsel is unable to attend the April 22nd and following days hearing in Mandan to be able to cross-examine any witnesses that are called at that hearing, to call their own witnesses at the technical hearing, and for full cross-examination of those witnesses that had been called at the Mandan hearing in April 22nd following, if that hearing date continues to the next day or the next day, and also the ability to call their own witnesses. That is my understanding of what a technical hearing would entail. And I would suggest it would ordinarily be called an evidentiary hearing, where evidence is received, where questioning is done by counsel, potential evidence is received in the form of exhibits. That would be the technical hearing. Is that what you're describing, Commissioner Crisman?
I think so, but I'm going to repeat it back to make sure I grasped what you said correctly. So I'm imagining this to be the opportunity for one or both of these movements to present their witnesses, present evidence, put their witnesses forward for cross-examination, and to cross-examine the witnesses that participated in our regular scheduled meetings in that third week of April.
As well as introducing potentially exhibits.
Correct. Yep.
So I have a point of clarification, please. We are talking about the week of April 22nd. So if we go that whole week, it is for all days on the evidentiary hearing. Not just the first day, April 22nd.
I think it's for as long as we need. If we run out of, I mean, I don't think it's like a store that when all the customers are gone, but you still are open because some more might come. Like if everybody is done on Tuesday or Wednesday, I don't think we're just going to sit over there on Thursday and Friday.
No,
I think
that, when that we, wasn't my point.
Yeah. So go ahead.
I just don't want to reference just the date, April 22nd.
Okay, good point.
When
Thank
we
you.
Have a hold on that week. So, again, for clarification, because the evidentiary hearing is that week, it would not be allowed for the May 24th or June 4th dates.
What would not be allowed?
The technical hearings. I guess I'm unclear on your second motion, when the technical hearings are allowed and when they're not allowed. I want to be very clear.
Well, I think what this does is set up, so if it's needed, if someone's unable to participate during that week of April 22nd, to set up an additional technical hearing for them to present their witnesses and cross-examine the previous witnesses in advance of the May 24th and June 4th hearings.
Okay, so it's not allowed based on the public hearings that are scheduled May 24th and June 4th, and you want it done prior to those two dates.
That's my goal, is that those two dates be kept as they're already scheduled to be primarily for, people in those areas that want to come and present evidence specific to their areas.
But are you asking for those technical hearings to be completed before May 24th?
That's my goal, yes.
When you say it's your goal, do you mean that it could happen after, or if that was the only time, or are we firm on that? I see what Commissioner Haugenhoffert is saying. You know, are we going to have flexibility, or are we going to be more rigid?
And what grounds can we hold it to that? I mean,
well, traditionally, we've always set our scheduling, and I guess almost anything can. So many things can change at some point, depending on circumstances. However, I don't want to leave here thinking, well, you know, anytime. They'd like to have it done before, but if we just, if some participant in this case, if someone always just says no, it can be just delayed indefinitely, meaning that people basically have veto authority over projects now by just always being becoming interveners and always being unavailable. And I'm not saying that's what they're doing here. You know, this is the first one, but where participants in this case have been, you know, have requested different dates. So I'm not suggesting that's what's happening, but I also don't want to just throw out that, well, we'll just put things off indefinitely. I don't know. My goal would be to have it done before, but if circumstances don't allow, I didn't see this circumstance really coming up either. These are not like one person law firms or something. I presumed that everyone would make accommodations to show up when we set the scheduling, but that's not the case. I hope that is a satisfactory answer. If not, let me know.
I think what you're allowing is you have a goal set on those technical hearings before May 24th. That's our goal. But you have said that based on if things come forward that are legitimate, not just to delay the hearing, we would consider it. And I think I'm going to say, based on the flurry of legal filings that we had, that it's the intention of no one to delay. And I'm going to take them at their word that we move things along appropriately and timely. So, I'm just concerned that your second part of your motion isn't that clear, so we don't get into any flurry of legal filings on that. So I'm going to look to Zach if there's any way to maybe amend that for clarity if it's needed. Look to you for clarity on the second part of the motion. I'm open for some discussion there.
Commissioner, I think that the motion as presented would provide for the leeway that you're suggesting in the event that the intention of having the technical or evidentiary hearing prior to the May hearing, which I believe is scheduled for Wahpeton, can be accomplished. There's nothing in the motion that says that it has to happen before. If the intention of the commission is to do everything possible to have that technical hearing, if a request is made by an intervener who has moved for a continuance and is unable to attend the Mandan hearing in later this month, that can be done. There isn't anything in the motion, as I understand it, as I'm looking at it, that would preclude or prevent a technical hearing from happening after even, say, the June hearing, if there was a good reason for it.
Okay, thank you.
Any other concerns or thoughts or questions? Good discussion, though. Thanks for helping get that clarified.
One point I'd like to point out. So, you know, the first line of this motion specifies, I move the commission issue an order that does those two things. So a lot of the detail that was being discussed can be addressed in that order that's ultimately going to be issued.
And staff is authorized to issue that once we would pass this motion.
Correct. That's my understanding.
Yeah. I think we'd be ready for the executive director to do a roll call. Yeah.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none. Commissioner Christman?
Aye.
Commissioner Haugenhoffert?
Aye.
Special Decision Maker Dawson?
Aye.
Motion is approved.
Okay. Again, thanks everybody for making time on such quick notice. This is really helpful for our staff in order to begin preparations, or not begin, but continue preparations for that the hearing on during the week of April 22nd. I don't have anything else. Anything else to wrap up from either of you? Seeing nothing, thank you. We are adjourned.